Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looked going into a season. Am I wrong? Like, when has there ever been this much hype going into – obviously, the Grizzlies are going to – it's going to be tougher for them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to win this year. But there's still a lot of hype based on the players.
Oh, no question.
You know, the player that you're going to get and what they're going to do in the offseason. Fine. But, like, I mean, I know that, like, the Derrick Rose year, we were talking national championship, and we were hyped about that. And the possibilities of what that team could be. But, like, this is just, like, a different level, man. It just is. Like, I've never – I mean, I could go down the list. I could name five players off the top of my head that I'm just like, oh, I cannot believe this dude's coming to Memphis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's – the options are limitless.
It's going to be so exciting, like, to see leading up to the season, like, you know, how the team is put – who's going to start. There's so many questions going into the season. And then just, like – watching them in their first game, because you know they're probably going to play like, you know, a scrub their first game, like, and it's just going to be awesome watching.
I mean,
them.
It's going to be a sellout in the Forum every night.
It's going to be awesome watching these guys dominate.
Because you were adding Derrick Rose to an experienced squad, like Bennett said, you had national championship hopes.
Yep.
And so that was, I think, to this point, the most anticipated season probably in Tigers basketball history. You tell me. This is going to be right there with it.
Yeah.
I mean, It's either gonna be one or two.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think in 07, 08, because of what you had coming back and all of that experience back, right, and you're adding Derrick to the mix, like CDR said, you know, we sort of had our squad already. We had to get Derrick to come out of his shell.
Yep.
You know, us and Cal, we got him to come. And then you made something. But that year, because of that experience and because it's Derrick Rose, you had these hopes.
You know
and
what?
So that season was anticipated. I imagine. I don't know if this one's there. I won't make that call, but it has to be. If not equal, if not a little bit more, so it's right there.
You know
it has
what it
to be
would
right
be
there.
The equivalent to?
We will be buzzing.
Is if we would have gotten the class with John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, those guys. This
correct.
Is what that's like.
Yeah.
Now you're living at Memphis.
Yeah.
You finally
you're
get that
right.
feeling. That,
yeah, because,
at what was taken away from you, you finally get that feeling of what could have happened.
Yeah,
then.
It was John Wall. It was DeMarcus Cousins, Xavier Henry. You know, that class it was this class 10 years ago. That's true. Congratulations, Memphis, and congratulations to the staff for doing this. I mean, listen, everybody on this station, certainly on this show, believed in Penny Hardaway and what he was going to do.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody thought he'd finish with the number one class in America.
No.
I mean, you're in rarefied air now.
How much Penny make a year?
Not enough.
It's less than $2
million. Yeah, it is.
That'll change.
Price going up.
You have gotten your return.
Price going up.
Times 100 on that.
For his staff, too. Hey, for everybody.
No question. Everybody gets a bump.
Yep. So, anyway, lots more
big
to come
bumps.
Here on the show. Gary Parrish is going to join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the season for graduation and celebrations. It could be your turn next. Jump into your future this summer at Belhaven University. Finish your bachelor's degree, pursue your master's, or continue with a graduate certificate. You can fit a quality education into your busy schedule and your budget. Classes are forming now for May and June. There's never been a better time to enroll. Attend classes in Memphis, South Haven, or online. To discover more, visit memphis.belhaven.edu or call 901-896-0184. Trust your education to Belhaven University and let us help you today.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call. And if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome five cheese mac and cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Mayday, mayday! This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them,
yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single-game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, chance to win 1,000 bucks right now by texting the word COUGH, C-O-U-G-H. Text COUGH to the number 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. We want you to be the next $1,000 winner. So text COUGH, C-O-U-G-H to 72881. For your chance to win $1,000. Another chance coming up at 1 o'clock and at the top of every hour today. But right now, text COUGH, C-O-U-G-H, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's moving season. Everybody's moving to Memphis.
Good one.
Call Blacktown Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, whatever the case, make sure you call the pros at Blacktown Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. That's who I used when I moved, and I got to tell you, like I didn't even think about the process. That's how easy they made it. Knocked it all out in one day. Blacktop Moving, they have changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, listen, it can be stressful. You're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Blacktop understands that. And they're going to make the process really easy. They're licensed, bonded, insured. Their movers are professionally trained. They're on time, and they're on budget. 316-6196. Book your move now. Going to start booking up fast because the summer is coming. Blacktop can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it so much easier for you. Blacktop Moving, changing movie. Changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Gary Parrish is going to join us at 12:25, at which point he will say nice things about the Tigers. So do not miss that at 12:25. Right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Your Memphis Tigers have done it again. They have done it again once more. another five-star prospect has announced for the University of Memphis.
Go Tigers.
In poker verbiage, Jason, everything is coming up aces for Penny Hardaway.
Yes.
Everything is turning up aces. Precious Achiuwa, five-star forward, originally from Nigeria, was on an AAU team with Lester Quinones once upon a time, now at Montverde Academy in Florida. He announced this morning at 11 o'clock, of all times, to announce that you're committing to Memphis. Do it at 11 o'clock. Very nice of him.
Yes, it was.
Commits to Memphis. Five-star prospect, top 10 projected lottery pick over at ESPN. That's important as well. Instant starter, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Instant starter on your squad next season. Brings scoring. Now, listen, there are things that you're going to have to harness with him. You know, he likes to shoot that thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, shot selection with him is going to have to be a major thing you address when he gets here.
But just from a physical standpoint, right, just the tools that he has, you know, rebounding, motor, defense. I think Jonathan Gavoni put it well yesterday, modern-day power forward. And that's what you just got.
Again, remember us seeing Wiseman in these postseason, whether it was McDonald's, every other all-star game he's been in this postseason, something you remarked about, the sort of up down. It's the athleticism around the basket. How you were pointing out how you don't have to run anything for him. He's going to get so many buckets on offensive rebounds and putbacks and stickbacks because he's so bouncy around the rim, so athletic, so long. Think about that with pressure. That's what I was getting at with being Cardi. Now, whether this is around the glass defensively or offensively, think about how athletic you are around that rim with two guys that we expect to be lottery picks in 2020. That's what I'm talking about. How can you stop? I realize I wasn't saying how can you stop Precious from an offense. I'm talking about the bounce and the athleticism around the rim. You will control. You have an opportunity to control the paint with those two, with the bodies they bring in, with the athleticism, the combination there. Keep in mind, I like that being Cardi brought it up. Malcolm Dandridge, when he gets healthy, he's one of those types that gives you that bounce and all that. But you go from it's a point we made. You go from that being a weakness last year. Really, was your downfall. Quite frankly, is that you didn't have that post presence, you didn't have that rim protector, to now, if you're not the biggest and the baddest in terms of right around the rim and all that, you are darn close to it. Again, I challenge you, go find another team that's going to have two lottery picks inside, rebounding, getting stickbacks like this one will. It will be fun to watch because it's going to look like domination, particularly when it's up against AAC talent.
Now, you're going to start to see this, right? Like for example, I'm just going to use Dan Wilkins' tweet, right? Dan Wilkins, who joins Gary on Friday.
Can't take everybody type stuff?
Oh, it's
coming.
Well, no, it's this. Penny Hardaway will be the most scrutinized college coach in the country next year on a number of levels. If Memphis doesn't realize what will be crazy expectations, national reaction will be cruel. And to that I would say, of course, obviously.
Yeah, stating the obvious.
Like, you know.
That's what I just said when I talk about turning up. You're putting the next on your back. There's no question. But it was already there.
Like, I would rather. I mean, we saw what happened. We experienced the other side of this. When you recruit players that nobody knows and have no expectations going into a season, that sucked. That was awful. Nobody went to the games. Nobody cared about the team.
Right.
You know, even if you won 20 games, it was like, well, look at your schedule. I mean, you didn't play anybody. Mm-hmm. It was dreadful. It was a dreadful experience. So this is much more preferred. This is just what happens. When you get good players, this is what happens. I'd rather have good players. So, yes, expectations come with good players. That's what Penny wants. Everybody acknowledges that.
College basketball wants Memphis to play its role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do what you do, Memphis. Play your role. Stay back. Every few years, you can be nationally relevant. You know what I'm saying? And so when this goes down, folks want to tell you, oh, boy, now they're with the big dogs. Now we'll see.
Yep.
You know, you're out of your league right now. Now we'll see. You already knew this was coming.
No doubt.
First of all, Penny Hardaway told you in the opening press conference this is what he wanted. So again, this is not news that the expectations and that the X is going to be on, that will all be raised next year. What you should be doing is saying this is what they wanted from the beginning. Look at what they've done in terms of executing to get this class. Look at what this former role-playing program, right, has done. You should be congratulating him today rather than saying, oh, the temperature's about to turn up.
No doubt.
Because Penny Hardaway knew Penny Hardaway wanted the temperature turned up. As John said, what would be the alternative? You want him just to recruit Memphis and go play his role and where you're relevant a couple of years? That ain't what Penny took the job for. He took it to be more than to have Memphis back as more than a role player. He took it to be nationally relevant. And Penny, I think even with some of us listening to him and looking at him and hearing him talk about wanting to win a national championship, doubting him probably, doubting whether we thought he knew how tough that would be. He didn't give a damn. This is his goal. He's put together a monster squad to try to get it done. And instead of saying the obvious, hey, oh, the pressure goes up on Memphis. We'll see what they can do.
Yeah.
You should be saying, holy moly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this has never been done.
Right.
Because that's what this is. Today, this is unprecedented stuff, and that's really the story rather than, oh, the expectations go up. We knew that the day he took the job.
Oh, I mean, there's no running from them. You know, there's no playing them down. There's no, let's give us time to, you know. No, I mean, it's not even unfortunate.
We did that last couple of years. That don't work around here. No, that doesn't play well around here.
By the way, like, I'm going to be honest with you. When you have this amount of talent, it's going to be harder to not meet the expectations than it probably will be to meet them. When you have the number one player in the country, when you have a top 10 player in the country, a top 10 projected draft pick, when you got a top 30 guard in Boogie Ellis,
right,
to go along with DJ Jeffries and Rajon Tucker and everything else that the Tigers have coming back, it's going to take more of an effort, frankly, to not meet those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take something going wrong. And listen, if that happens, it will mean something has gone wrong.
Penny get outcoached any last year? Did that staff get outworked or outcoached that you can remember off the top of your head time last year?
Because every time, like they would start games, they would start these road games in a 10, 12, 14.
I remember that. It was a problem.
Deficit.
It was a problem for this team.
But every time, they always made adjustments and always clawed back.
And eventually, they got out of that. They grew
exactly.
out of that.
Yes, they did.
Which is the other part
they
want to see.
They ended up. They did it again at Wichita, but they ended up winning that game.
That Wichita State road win was growth to me.
Oh, it was huge.
Absolutely.
It changed the season.
And again, for the haters will say, well, that's a Wichita State team that was one of the youngest in the nation and all that. Well, it was there. And again, you're going against Greg Marshall. Your first year, you get two wins from him. You never look for a second. I don't think for a second last season like you were. So again, for the folks that want to say it's turned up. You got all the players now. Now we got to see if you can coach. You acting like you saw something last year that would lend it to believe that they can't. What we saw last year is this staff can coach and coach their tails off.
Yeah.
Now you give them all the talent. You give them their team rather than, you know, what was left over from Tubby and then half theirs. Man, John would say buckle up.
Do you have the 30 for 30 music?
Are you feeling inspired?
I mean, I'm kind of. Like I said, I'm still kind of drunk from last night.
Well, it might make it a little better.
So this,
might
this
make
is not
going
to be my best work. It's going to be pretty short.
Okay.
But what if I told you, Jason, and Bennett, and Memphis, that landing the number one player and the projected number one pick in the NBA draft was just the beginning?
Oh, gosh, that was great.
I think I already said that one, though. I forgot that I already said that one. But
it feels even more profound today.
Because it's like happened.
Keep going.
You've never been able to hit the crescendo with that.
I'm sorry. Like, that's all I got.
You gotta get it right when it does the dun dun.
Don't ruin this, guys.
That's all I got.
What?
That's all I got. I just got that one line.
Well, it was good.
Yeah,
it was
nice. What else do I need to say?
Today, John, your ish don't stink.
That's right.
Anything you do, flowers come out.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Brother.
And nobody
You've
can,
earned it.
And nobody can tell Penny Hardaway and that staff nothing.
Nope.
Because they have done something with the commitment of Precious Achiuwa that has never been done at the University of Memphis. Let's just go through this. They have never in the same recruiting class had two lottery picks. Now, we're assuming Precious ends up being a lottery pick, and we obviously know that
he's 10 now. And he is 10.
Yeah, I mean, he's firmly in there. He's firmly in there. Never have they had two one-and-dones in the same class.
Correct.
That's never happened. They've never had, you know, they have a chance to finish with the number one recruiting class. Now, there's still some – I mean, the decision of Jaden McDaniels is going to loom large. Memphis needs to root for him to go to Washington. Not that they need any kind of extra incentive, you know, to not root for John Calipari.
Mm-hmm.
But if he goes to Washington, then you will keep the number one recruiting class. If he doesn't go to Washington and chooses Kentucky, I think that will bump Memphis to number two, unfortunately.
It's a nice little title to have, but I'm going to be real honest with you, John. I don't give a damn. Because like I told you, Rajon Tucker, you can't include it, and so it's not really accurate. And it should be stated again, you know, there's still some unknown with Rajon Tucker. There's no question about it. Again, after listening to Gavoni and how on his radar Rajon Tucker is, I think you have to be a little bit concerned about, you know, whether, again, even if he doesn't get drafted, is there an opportunity where he impresses a team in a workout? They say, hold up, okay, we want to stash him. Let's give him a two-way, you know, couple hundred thousand dollars. You know, that's right now we don't know Rajon's financial situation, their family situation.
Correct.
He may, they may need him to be a pro
two-way
right
contract
now.
Could be like worth up to $200,000.
But if you put that man right there, who's, as Givony put it, freakishly athletic, right, NBA athleticism, with this class, with these freshmen, these talented freshmen, this unprecedented class we've seen, it's monstrous, and it's definitely number one. I don't care what you put on it, on 247, ESPN, anything else, and I don't care what happens with Jaden McDaniels.
No doubt. I agree with you. I think it is it is the number one recruiting class today. I think no matter what happens, it will and should remain, even if it doesn't.
Absolutely.
You know, I still think it should be considered the number one recruiting class in America. It's just crazy. So, like, it's just, you run out of things. Honestly, it's like against what our job requirements are, but you just run out of things to say. Like,
you will not forget this day.
Okay.
No one will.
All right, now you're out of things to say.
Nope.
Okay, you got more?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Next story.
Man, Ben hit next story on your ass.
Well, I had more to say on that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I thought it was like,
now that you've done
I thought
the shift
it was saying
here.
You've got no, you now you're, more
now you're
to
gonna
add.
Make, now you've forced him into a corner.
I was actually trying to do like a really
you know
nice
what? Radio
transition.
Now he has to talk about the NBA playoffs.
Because I feel like this might not get stated anywhere else, and it feels like the time to do it. You know, Brady White's got a 6-year of eligibility.
Okay.
You like me bringing that to the table? A little Memphis football? How you feel?
Okay.
Are you getting uncomfortable?
Well.
Everything's okay, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Are you excited about that?
I'm okay with it.
I saw some fans not excited about that on Twitter.
Oh, come on.
That's what I thought.
Brady's
I thought that was ridiculous.
He's going to be better this year.
I mean, the guy put up decent stats stats that compare favorably to the other quarterbacks that have been here in recent years. I think it's a good thing that he's got an extra year. It doesn't necessarily, for those of you all that can't stand this kid and want somebody else, you're going to be favored in every game next year, partly because of what they expect from Brady White, who's not going to come in here and be a mess next season. You know, the least he's going to be is a game manager. You hope that his arm strength has increased. We know that his physical strength has increased. We've talked to Mike Norvell about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, there's an opportunity to be good here and have some continuity at the quarterback position. Mike's always looking for a QB. Could he get somebody else better than Brady White in another year or two? Maybe so. That's better. But I think this is a good thing for Brady. Look, he's trying to have a good career. He's coming back from injury. He was solid last season. Going to be the leader of a Tiger team. We expect to be very good next season. I'm happy for him that he got the other year. He'll have two more left now at Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, there you go. All right, when we come back, Gary Parrish is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball recruiting, where they factor into the preseason rankings for next year, his expectations and what are fair expectations, because that conversation has to be had. We'll do that next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and you probably know my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health nearly 2 years ago. We were in a dicey situation, but everything went smoothly, and I cannot recommend them enough. But as I've told you before, you don't have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. And right now, I'm here with Ambrosia Scott, one of Regional One Health's physical therapists at their Center for Rehabilitative Medicine on the East Campus. And what I've learned is that it's very easy to make an appointment.
Thank you, Gary. Most patients with commercial insurance can experience direct access for a physical therapy evaluation, meaning they don't need a referral from a doctor. they can schedule an appointment directly with me or one of our other therapists. It's perfect for the weekend warriors as a quick check to make sure a pre-existing injury does not reoccur.
And you can do all that at the East Campus, right?
Absolutely. You can schedule an appointment online at regional1health.org or give us a call at 901-515-5900. The East Campus is at 6555 Quince Road, right at the Kirby exit of 385.
You heard her. Make an appointment online, regional1health.org, or give them a call, 901-515-5900.
If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, don't do it. Instead, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe show you how restoring your existing roof with a quality coating system can save you up to 70%. All roof coating systems come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof and big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 287-1923 or visit them at 901waterproofing.com and give your old roof a new life.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's lunchtime. Why don't you get on over to the Wing Guru? It's the perfect way to celebrate this historic day in Memphis, Tennessee, is get you the best wings in town. Billy Richmond, former Tiger basketball player, makes it even more appropriate that you get those wings. Serving up the best wings in town, John Martin knows it. Got the best premium flavors in town, too. Nobody can mess with it.
Nope. Honey Suicide, Spicy Taco, Garlic Sriracha. Sounds good. Doesn't that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what better way to celebrate a great day in Memphis than doing it at the Wing Guru? I mean, that's where I'm at. When a certain player committed here locally this time last year, I believe we celebrated that day at the Wing Guru.
I think we did. We should do it again, probably.
We should do it again. Tradition.
It's the best wings in town. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every day around this time, not every day. I really wish it was every day. Maybe we can negotiate that. Every Friday around this time, we talk to Gary Parrish. We talk to Gary Parrish now. GP, what up?
I don't think it's in the budget, brother.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, we can't afford you every day.
That's what I was told.
Well, okay, I guess we'll just have to settle for Jeffrey Wright. I don't know. We'll work on that. Anyway, lots to get to today on the show. Number one, how does that sound to you for the Memphis Tigers?
It's tremendous, and I know people are excited, and they should be. As us three have talked about for well over a year now, we all understood what needed to be done. I think I banged on the fire tubby, higher penny drum longer and louder than anybody else in the world. And yet even I didn't expect Penny Hardaway to secure the number one class in the country in 2019. I thought he would flip DJ Jeffries. I thought he would get James Wiseman. Sure, Malcolm Dandridge, whoever else he wanted locally. I thought they'd be able to maybe go pluck a guy from, you know, this part of the country or that part of the country. But, you know, another projected top 10 pick like Precious Achiuwa, arguably the best grad transfer on the market like Rajon Tucker, you know, somebody who's good enough to go to Duke like Boogie Ellis, you know, people who have no natural or unnatural connection to the city of Memphis, like get all of those guys and then have a better recruiting class, at least at this moment, than Mike Krzyzewski, than John Calipari, than Bill Self, than Sean Miller, than Roy Williams. This even if you were as much of a believer as I was in the sense that this needed to be done, you couldn't have reasonably imagined it unfolding this way.
Gary's why I love having you on our show. Wish we could do it every day. We can't afford it. but you do this for a living. You rank college basketball teams every day. You are a national analyst. Where does this put Memphis? I think had you already had them based on the crystal balls for Precious? Where does this put them in terms of the rest of college basketball? How high will Memphis be?
I already had them with Precious Achiuwa on the projected roster, and I had them six. Mm-hmm. So I still have them six. There's no reason for me to move them up today, even though it became official today, because I was already projecting Absolutely. Precious on the roster. But I will say, you know, Louisville has a player who is in the NBA draft right now, but I think is going to withdraw. But if he stays in for some reason, then I would drop Louisville below Memphis. Uh-huh. And so then you could get into the top five. But I think at this point, Michigan, Kentucky, Duke are going to be 1, 2, 3 in some order. But if you wanted to have Memphis as high as number four, I think you can reasonably have Memphis as high as number wow. four. And I really don't think there's any way to get them outside of the top 10. Like I've been saying for a few weeks now, with James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa, they are the only program in America that's going to have two top 10 prospects from the class of 2019, according to the top 20, the top 247. And according to Jonathan Givony's mock draft at ESPN, they will be the only pro team in the country next season with two projected top 10 picks. That's James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa. So just from a talent perspective, they're going to be, you know, on everybody's list of national championship contenders. And I know that outsiders, and maybe even some locally, are going to question, you know, what a largely inexperienced college basketball staff can do with this kind of talent. And I suppose that's fair. You know, I get it. But I'm not skeptical that they're going to be able to be awesome. And, you know, Dan Wolkin made the point on Twitter, like, you know, they're going to be scrutinized if they do not live up to expectations, because when you've got two top 10 picks, you're supposed to live up to expectations. You're supposed to be really good.
Right.
And I think that's a fair point to make. But I will say this. They don't play in the ACC. They don't play in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Like, when you play in the American Athletic Conference, mm-hmm. there's so little chance of you being exposed, because you are just going to, from a talent perspective, overwhelm almost everybody. Like, Wichita State will be able to play with you because they'll be experienced and they'll have Greg Marshall.
Right.
And Houston will be able to play with you because they'll be experienced and they've got Kelvin Sampson. But outside of that, Memphis is just going to, at every position, be better than basically everybody they play by a significant margin. And it's going to be hard to lose games once you get into that league. That's the truth, even though it's a top seven league in the country. And so if they were getting ready to go play an ACC schedule where you got Duke, Carolina,
right.
Virginia, Louisville, I'd go, yeah, you know, like there's a chance, no matter how much talent you have in that league, you can get eaten up if things don't go the right way. But they're not really at risk of getting exposed in the American. They're going to win a whole bunch of games.
No doubt. You're exactly right. And to that point, like, of course, like, Of course you're going to have expectations when you have this recruiting class. Like, what, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. I would rather have, you know, we've seen Memphis basketball when there are no expectations, when there are no good players. That was the Tubby Smith era. You know, I would just rather have the top 10 players. Like, I'd rather just have two. And okay, fine. I have expectations. Great. I have two top 10, you know, draft picks. I like my chances.
Yeah, it's weird the reaction you get from people sometimes when it comes to these types of things. Like, you know, obviously, when you add another five-star prospect, you know, at any program, it is to be celebrated. But especially a program that, you know, has been as down as Memphis has been in recent years. I mean, this is to be celebrated. I don't really understand why anybody would look at it and go, well, you know what this means? Means that if you don't win enough next season, people are going to be critical. Okay,
exactly.
Like, yes, that is what it means. Guess what? It means that every year at Kentucky.
Yes.
It means that every year at Duke. It means that every year at Kansas. You would rather have the expectations and then have the pressure to live up to them than have a bunch of JUCO three-star prospects that draw 2,000 people to games inside FedEx Forum. Like, if you're talking about anything other than – boy, this really could and should be awesome, then you're just focused on the wrong stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, we'll worry about that later when the actual games start. We are, of course, talking to Gary Parrish. He joins us every single Friday here on this show. You should listen to him from 4 till 6 right here on this station. Is there any other situation that this compares to, like from a national level over the last several years? Like, is there a coach who has come in and just made the noise, like in this massive a way that Penny is doing right now?
I don't think so. I mean, I know for a fact that Penny Hardaway was the first coach ever to secure a commitment from the number one player in the country before, you know, or like in the middle of his first, not even in the middle, at the beginning of his first season as a college basketball coach, right? That was something that was unprecedented. Now, the way that came together is well documented. It's among the reasons he was hired. But still, it had never been done until he did it. And I can't imagine a college basketball coach in his first – I mean, in what is essentially – what let's just – in what is his second recruiting class, the one that is getting ready to enroll before his second season ever as a Division I head coach – that class being number one in America, I don't know that it's ever happened. If it has happened, it's very rare. And for it to happen outside of the traditional power structure of the sport, like I'm thinking back, like it's possible, I guess, Bill Guthridge, you know, was his first head coaching job was at North Carolina replacing Dean Smith. I suppose it's possible because it was North Carolina. They just went out and enrolled a number one recruiting class in America. I don't know. But I know that this is very rare. And it's, I'm certain, unprecedented outside of the normal power structure of the sport, which leads to what I'm sure you guys are seeing on social media from other fan bases around the country. Like a bunch of NCAA jokes, a bunch of compliance jokes, a bunch of, you know, emojis with money bag jokes and all of that stuff. And I will say, like I've said many, many times before, I don't vouch for anybody. I'll never do a radio show about somebody, quote unquote, doing it the right way. But within a few minutes of Precious Achiuwa committing today, I got a text from a head coach of a team that's going to be in the preseason top 10 next season. And he said, I'm going to go out and buy me a flat bill so I can start getting some of these five stars. And I texted him back like, ha, ha, ha. And I said, all right. Level with me. Between us, what is the perception of what's happening right now, you know, in your industry? Like, what are coaches saying? Do they think that they're cheating? And I swear to God, hand to heart, this coach who has no connection to Penny whatsoever, here's what he said. He said, that's not my perception at all. He said, kids these days are NBA, 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 and it is hard to have a better NBA situation right now than the one that Penny has put together. He said, I personally don't understand why a kid would go to Memphis instead of North Carolina. If I were that kid, I would always go to North Carolina. But the perception is not that Penny is cheating. The perception is that they are really doing exactly what they set out to do, which is build an NBA staff, sell the NBA, and then sell it to people, young people, who are completely focused on the NBA. And I thought that was interesting because, honestly, when I sent that text back and I said, did you level with me, I expected him to say, well, what do you think? Or send back a, you know, rolling eyes emoji. And he was like, that is not the perception at all. People are not out here screaming. Like, fans are. He said, but coaches are not out here screaming, Memphis is cheating. That is not the perception that's going on at all, which I thought was interesting.
Which one's going to be the more anticipated season, Gary? You know the circumstances in 07-08. You were adding Derrick Rose to an already experienced squad. You had Cal. People expected to be a national title contender that season. Or this one, and I would, you know, I'd throw at you because it's Penny Hardaway, because it's the number one class in the nation, and we see it. I mean, it started buzzing the moment, you know, the announcement was made. Most anticipated, would you take a stab on one or the other? Obviously, this is just all, you know, we're speculating, guessing here, but which one would you say?
I would say 07-08. And the reason is because that team had already done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that team was coming off of, I think, back-to-back Elite Eights, and you were bringing back Chris Douglas Roberts, who was going to be a junior, Antonio Anderson going to be a junior, Robert Dozier going to be a junior, Joey Dorsey going to be a senior. So you were bringing back basically an entire team of 22, 23-year-olds. They were all older than their grade, and who had already done it. You didn't have to imagine. Like right now, people are going, yeah, I'll be surprised if Memphis is in the Sweet 16 still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a bunch of new players. I bet they can't get to the Elite Eight. Nobody could say that about the 07-08 team because they had already been to back-to-back Elite Eights. They were bringing back all of those dudes, and they were enrolling a five-star point guard named Derrick Rose. Like, I had Memphis ranked number one in the preseason, top 25 and one at CBS Sports that year. And obviously then they're undefeated into February. They're a one seed in the tournament. They're in the national championship game. They're seconds from winning it. So I think just on paper, that team was supposed to be better than this team is supposed to be.
Right.
But from a pure NBA talent perspective, this team might be more talented, if only because, yeah, you had Derrick Rose on that team, but no other first-round picks.
Yeah.
This one's going to have probably two top 10 picks. And, you know, Jonathan Givony, he thinks Boogie Ellis is a future NBA player. Rajon Tucker might be a NBA player. Lester Quinones could certainly someday find himself in that league. DJ Jeffries believes that he's going to play in that league. From a pure talent perspective, this one is probably more talented. But, you know, experience does matter in college basketball. And having 22-year-olds does matter in college basketball. And that 07-08 team had experience. They had older guys. There was no chance that they weren't going to be awesome, especially because they were playing in Conference USA, which was even less than this version of the American Athletic Conference.
And sort of to that argument, the one thing that 07-08 team will have that this 19-20 class just physically can't have, you had a great interview with Derrick Rose at Central Barbecue. And that you just can't duplicate that. Like, you just can't do it.
Going to be hard to duplicate that. I might take James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa to Memphis Barbecue Company, of course.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
I'll dress a little better this time, and I'll have significantly less hair. And I think Precious and James, either one, would probably be a little more chatty than Derrick was at that age.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's all good. In terms of, like, I mean, I hate to, like, put, you know, and do this today, but whatever, like, it's a natural conversation. You know, when you if they're going to be in the top four or top five, I mean, does that mean that, you know, does that mean Elite Eight? Does that mean that that's the baseline? I mean, help me out here because it is such a young team. Or should we scale it back for Sweet 16? I mean, what's reasonable?
I don't ever talk about preseason expectations as it relates to where you ought to go in a single elimination tournament that's going to be played next March.
Right.
I just think that's such a bad bar to set. Duke was the best team in the country this past season. They were the number one overall seed. They did not go to a Final Four, but they also did not underachieve. Like, Or I guess you could say they underachieved. If they're the number one overall seed, they didn't win the national championship. Like, technically, that's underachieving. But they were not a disappointment. They were not overrated. People thought Duke could be the number one, the best team in the country. And, you know, after we played 34 games and seeded the NCAA tournament, the selection committee identified Duke as the best team in the country. Then they got into a single elimination tournament, and they lost by, what, a point because of what, a missed free throw or a made shot at the other end. And so – when I try to figure out if a coach did a good job with the basketball team he assembled, I want to know what seed you're going to be, not how far you're going to go once the tournament started. Because as we find out every year, like, it's just, you know, you can be amazing, like Virginia was 2 years ago, the number one overall seed, and then you lose in the round of 64. That Virginia lost in the round of 64 didn't mean Virginia didn't have an incredible season. It just meant Virginia had an incredibly awful ending to an incredible season. And so if I'm saying basically everybody needs to have Memphis in the top 7 or 8 of their preseason rankings, then what I'm telling you is I think Memphis should be a top 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. If we look up on Selection Sunday and Memphis is a 1 seed or a 2 seed, and really a 3 seed. I think you can say Penny has done an incredible job. Penny and that staff have done an incredible job of making that team into what that team was supposed to be. And then we'll play a single elimination tournament of 40-minute games that'll be decided by matchups and hot shooters and foul trouble and injuries and any number of things. But I'm always more focused on how do you do from November to early March as opposed to how do you do in a single elimination tournament that lasts 3 weeks maximum?
Yeah, that seems fair to me. I think either way, I think we all agree they are going to wreak absolute havoc on the American and probably all year long with their schedule. GP, congratulations, man. Thanks as always.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Yep. He is Gary Parrish. You can listen to him from 4 to 6 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll come back. We're going to be joined in studio by Norton Hurd IV. In the third hour, we'll talk about this run of recruiting with him. Also, maybe I don't want to give too much away, but there's something developing, and there could be a storm coming in some ways, right? I know today might not be the day to talk about that, but we might. Who knows? We got to be real. Got to be real with our listeners. We'll do that later. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 1 p.m.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. New AmsterdamSpirits.com.
One of the toughest tasks for business owners today is to fill out your staff with quality people in every position. It can take away from your day-to-day focus of trying to make your business as good as it can be. Hey, this is Eric Hasseltine here to tell you don't have to worry about that anymore. All you have to do is call PSC Staffing. PSC Staffing's been in Memphis for over 30 years, locally owned and operated. And let me tell you what, they have put people in jobs all over the place, and they can do it right here in Memphis. They understand the local market, so that's why you need to give them a call. They can custom tailor a staff solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction. They do it all. Visit their website at pscstaffing.com or give my friend Chris Bramlett a call. 794-6144, 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing, locally owned and operated, and the company you should trust. Give Chris Bramlett a call. 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing. Let them put the right people in your positions.
Hey,
everybody. It's time for a road trip. And if I said, who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play with all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star Chevys have all the awards. And they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell-down deals at All-Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0-72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as $12,000 off MSRP. And huge military discounts for those who serve our great country. It's an easy drive from Collierville, Memphis, or anywhere in Mississippi. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch or go check out their complete inventory at allstarautogroup.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast and almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Let's. Up your life with Let's up your life.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Casual Pint. They're at 395 South Highland. It's the craft beer place in Memphis, and let me tell you what, it's the perfect day to head over there and have a beer spring day. We're celebrating in Hoop City. No better place to go than the Casual Pint. Again, 395 South Highland. We got all you beer lovers. We got everything that you could ever imagine. 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans, your favorite bottled beer. Do beer to go as well. It's really cool. Growler fills. You do mix of 6-packs. You can do that out of the cooler or packaged off the dry shelf. They always got something popping off over there. And listen, it's going to be popping all spring. It's going to be popping all summer. It's going to pop on into the fall when all of this tips off. There's no question about it. The place to be is at the Casual Pint. Lisa, Brad, Mel, David, Amber. They're not bartenders. They're beer tenders. You're going to get to know them. You're going to love them. Just give it a shot. Try that open air atmosphere. Try that dog-friendly patio. Beautiful day to do it in Memphis, Tennessee today. Go have yourself a beer. Do it responsibly, of course. That goes without saying. The Casual Pint, where beer lovers meet.
Now, we've got to call some people to the carpet.
Oh, boy.
It is your day of reckoning.
Oh, boy.
If you hear your name called, please report to the principal's office.
Oh, boy.
Pat Forty. Please report to the principal's office.
Calling 40.
Pete Thamel. Please report to the principal's office. It's going to be corporal punishment for you.
They're going to get that old Coach A?
Mm-hmm.
Going to get that paddle?
Yeah, they're going to get that paddle. They're going to get that whooping.
Oof.
We ain't done. Jay Billis. Now, I know you were on TV today raving about Precious Achiuwa in Memphis.
I bet he was.
Please report to the principal's office.
He likes to. He wants you to forget what he said.
Dan Dockich.
But you didn't. You got the receipts.
You're going to have to stay overnight.
Great.
Dan, you're going to have to stay overnight in the principal's office.
Great.
Who else? There was one other that I was thinking of. I can't remember. That four will do. That foursome there will do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think back to, Fran Fraschilla. Fran Fraschilla, please
Great.
Report. Please report to the principal's office.
Get your ass in here.
When you think back to when Penny was hired, obviously we in Memphis knew the situation a lot better than people nationally knew the situation, clearly.
It's supposed to be that way.
But
when you're working.
I mean, I think you know, Gary was in support of it. I think Mike DeCourcy, he wasn't a fan of the way they did Tubb. He sort of scolded the administration for hiring him in the first place.
But he knows Memphis.
But he knows Memphis, and so he knows it was a good hire.
He understood, yes.
But those guys said Memphis was an embarrassment. You know, they
clown
said
show was somebody.
Clown show, clown a show, reality show.
Tubby take his $10 million, yeah. That was something.
This is the greatest reality show I've ever watched.
Mm.
And I've watched, as you know, I love reality shows.
Real World first season was good.
Real World is a good show.
Yeah, the first year, yeah, it got a little rough.
Well, yeah, they don't really do it anymore. Do they still do the Real World?
I don't think so.
They have like these challenges.
No, they'd be on like season 200 now.
Well, I enjoy the Real World.
Mm-hmm,
am I too old to enjoy the Real World? Mm. You think so?
I think Bennett thinks so.
Am I too old to be on the Real World?
I just think like reality TV's evolved since the Real World. There's just better programming out there these days.
Like what?
Like Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Like Vanderpump Rules.
I can't give you that one.
Okay,
and
dude.
And I'm a Housewives guy.
You never watched it.
You watch Love & Hip Hop.
All them fake lips up in that thing. I can't watch it. Look like a bunch of ducks.
Well, Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's another one. I mean, we just got better reality TV these days than
the
Real
World. I disagree. I think it's oversaturated
Those young people aren't seasoned to be, you know, reality TV stars these
days. This
is
the best reality show. You're right. What's happening here?
It's the greatest show on turf. I mean, it really is.
It's not on turf. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, but yeah. Whatever. That's how I feel about it.
It's a Rams reference that didn't work here.
Well, Daryl Henderson's a Ram.
That's a stretch, but okay. Today we give it to you because today all you're putting out is flowers. Flowers come out. Okay.
It's not even just that. It's just stick with me. Okay. Just listen to what I say. Okay, and know that it's true. If I'm saying it, just know that it's true. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Oh, well, I think you got us now. We're going to believe you.
Now, I know you. I'm not talking to you, though. I know you believe me.
Well, I'm speaking.
And you're in these trenches with me. You know, you're out there reporting
out
as well.
I'm speaking out here for the people, though, the listeners, I think.
Yeah.
We're going to listen, John. We're going to listen. We're going to believe you when you speak.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's going to be one hell of a year, one hell of a season.
How are season tickets looking over there at Memphis?
I'd imagine they're doing pretty well.
We're going to have to get a check on that with old Dr. Rudd at some point.
So anyway, it's going to be pretty easy to hire an athletic director.
Man, if I'm an athletic director, how come I'm not trying to get over here?
Yeah, I mean, you have to mess it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure they're getting calls.
And just like the football program, I think you should see this as sort of a jump off that you do a good job in Memphis, you know, with the challenges that you face here. You should be able to certainly do a good job in the Power Five. So I would think that ADs look at the AD situation here, much like football coaches look at the football position as a possible jump off as something that, you know, sets you off into your Power Five path. And so again, I got to imagine the calls and the, you know, I'm sure they're going, you know, Rudd's gonna, they're gonna go search firm and do all that stuff. But I got to imagine the phone is ringing off the hook over there.
No doubt.
In terms of guys wanting to be the athletic director.
There's no doubt.
Guys and gals.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd, the Ford, is going to join us. We'll talk to him about his perspective on Memphis recruiting and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Memphis Pool is taking over the outdoors with Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. Come visit their new showroom in Collierville. They have Louisiana pellet grills and ceramic Kamado cookers with all the frills to go with the grills. Everything outdoors, kitchens, furniture, playsets, hot tubs by Caldera Spas, new pool construction and remodeling. They'll design your perfect outdoor living space. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, building more than pools. Showroom now open next to Collierville Animal Hospital in Collierville, 468 Highway 72, or visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at Ace Cash Express.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.